with strings.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. You're listening to us right here on WGN 720, and it is time for My Favorite Things, which is a great segment where I get to review all these fantastic products. And since we're all about being eco-friendly this show, we got a great eco-friendly product. And joining me on the phone is, I'm probably going to screw her last name up, but Jenny Nigrosh? Does that sound right?
Nigrosh.
There we go. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. So Sandy Kaczmarski is so thrilled that she was so excited to hear about the Orgreenizer.
I am. What? Tell me more about it.
So I'm going to let Jenny herself from the company tell you all about it.
Well, I'm happy to explain it. So the Orgreenizer, we have a signature product, which is our all-in-one reusable dry cleaning bag. The Green Garmento created this bag and since has really created this category of a reusable dry cleaning bag, which helps eliminate all of the single-use plastic, twist tie, shoulder cover, all the annoying closet clutter that comes with dry cleaning. So we have this all-in-one reusable bag, and now the Orgreenizer is that bag plus this really cool, it's called the Featherlite Eco Stand, which is a little, it's a, like a assembly hamper stand that goes with the bag.
Does that come,
so really
that comes,
lightweight.
I'm actually holding the package right now, and if anybody wants to see this, they can log on to our WGNradio.com. And then click the watch button. There's a listen button and a watch button. Click the watch button. You could see us on live stream, and I'll hold this up. It's the Orgreenizer set. Does that actual stand like travel with you? How does that work?
What you're holding actually is the deluxe two-pack, which is the off-the-hook two-pack, which is available at Bed Bath & Beyond. The Orgreenizer is not yet it's online at our website, and it's launching this spring, actually, at Walmart. But so you actually are privy to this information before it actually hits.
Wow.
Unless you buy it on our website. But, yeah, what you're holding is our deluxe two-pack from Bed Bath, which is really, really cool. The bag, if you do this with me, I can't see you, but I'm going to trust that you're going to do this with me. Turn it upside down.
Hold on. I'm going to take it out of the box. So and all these little, black stand parts are in there, so I'm going to take those out.
Oh, wait, never mind. You do have the Orgreenizer. They must have given you our private...
This is
okay,
so as part of the International Housewares Association, I'm the chief contributing editor to Inspired Home. So I'm privy to products that, the public wouldn't have yet to review. So I do have some advanced product, and this is interesting. It looks like a giant sack. I'm opening it. It's got a strap on the back so I could kind of wheel it over my shoulder once it's filled with laundry. And then,
exactly.
And then either haul it downstairs to my laundry unit or upstairs and or to the laundry mat and look very stylish while I'm doing this, all at the same time cutting down on my carbon blueprint because I am not using plastic, right?
Well, exactly. Well, what happens is, say you have a load of dry cleaning. So it's firstly really for dry cleaning. So if you... now you have a place to actually separate that. All those little tubes turn into one large hamper stand. The bag goes inside the stand like a really pretty liner. And then, yes, you can take it out, turn it into a duffel bag, take it to your dry cleaner. And then if you turn the bag right side up, it magically morphs into a garment bag. So the dry cleaner actually keeps your bag with them, with your clothes. They check it in like a non-revenue item, so it stays with your clothing. And then once you pick up, you're going to get everything back in that beautiful garment bag. So it makes you feel like you have new clothes every time you're going to the dry cleaner. And also you're completely cutting your carbon footprint down because you are eliminating all that plastic.
And I love the packaging and stuff. It's very kitsch. It's very, 50s superwoman type of thing.
Yay, I love you for noticing that. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, that's the first thing I noticed, quite honestly. I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. They've got
Thank
this.
You.
Is that you on the cover?
Because we're on the phone, I'm going to say yes, but no, I'm not quite that funny. That's actually an L.A. pinup model that I just think she's genius.
Well,
she really captures that whole retro vintage thing.
Very Lucille Ball looking in a way. I like
it. Exactly. Well, my whole point with our packaging is, where were we back in the 50s? We were flawless. We wore beautiful clothes. Things got dry clean. And there wasn't necessarily all of that plastic. So why can't we get back to basics and still look really lovely and have our clothes taken care of for and our garments properly, but not have all the waste that we've grown accustomed to? Because it's really not necessary. And that's really what I was going with, sort of the modern logo, but the vintage vibe on that.
I dig it. I think you hit the mark on it in terms of the look and feel of it. It seems like the product itself is really well made. I'm touching it, pulling it, feeling it. I think I'm going to have my wife put it to the test. She's going to assemble. Well, I'll assemble the stand, and then I'll have her test it out by actually doing laundry, which is an anomaly in my house. And I say this because she's, like, deathly afraid of my basement for some reason, and she won't actually go down there because she thinks there's mice, which there isn't. I've never seen a mouse. But anyway, hey, if she wants to use that, that's fine. I'm proud to say that I can do laundry. I do laundry. Let me rephrase that whole thing. I will be testing this out myself. I will be bringing the laundry down, and I will be putting it in the washing machine. So I'll let you know how it all works out.
Good, and maybe your wife can take a load, too, to the dry cleaner. You guys can share it and see how it goes for each.
That she can probably do. She's definitely good at driving to the dry cleaners. She's good at that. this is really cool. I really dig it. And where can people find out more information on it?
Well, we have a website. It's thegreengarmento.com. And we have all of our stuff on our shop page. There's the organizer, the frame on its own, the bags. We have two different styles of bags. One also has a zippered pouch at the bottom, the one at Bed Bath, so that you can recycle your hangers or put special care garments there or use them for travel and storage. So that's our deluxe bag. Everything is from Bed Bath & Beyond. Everything is at thegreengarmento.com.
And as far as price points, real quick, what does that kit that I opened up cost?
Those are the MSRP is about $24.99, and I know Walmart's launching it less as a nice launch, so it'll be under $20 for the bag and the stamps.
All right,
yeah,
folks.
It's going to be awesome.
There you have it, Sandy Kazmarski, who was so interested and who just disappeared. But you can go to thegreengarmento.com to find out more about this product. Great talking to you. I appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your enthusiasm and for your support. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Anything eco-friendly is a friend of mine. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have DIY Network star, HGTV star Carl Champley joining us and continuing our conversation on how to make the home a little bit more efficient this 2015 and a little bit more eco-friendly. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show, folks. There it is. Just waiting for that. We could let it run.
Improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
A little louder, Sean. A little louder. There he goes. That's Sean. He's our new producer this week. And as we shuffle through our array of producers and figure things out here, we appreciate you sticking around and enjoying the show if you do enjoy it. So the themes thus far with our show is being a little more efficient at home, a little more eco-friendly, keeping it green. And joining me on the phone is our good pal, DIY expert, HGTV star, you name it, the guy's all over the place, Mr. Carl Champley. How are you, pal?
I'm good, thanks, buddy. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, man. How was your holidays? Where did you spend it?
Oh, man, it was good. I just stayed local here in La La Land in California. I managed to get away with my little boy, and we did a bit of off-roading and a bit of camping, which was fun, but we stayed home, which was nice. It was very energy efficient.
Sweet, man. That's very that's good. Sometimes that's the best type of thing is just keep it low-key, stay at home. And I'm sure you spent all of your break working on this segment and all these great ideas you're about to give to our listeners, right?
How did you know? I did.
I could just sense it, Carl. I could just sense it. Before we jump into it, though, let's kind of just remind the audience here, who the hell is Carl Champley? I know him. You may know him if you watch DIY Network. But, Carl, who are you?
I'm still trying to work that out, mate. I think sometimes I've got too many things going on. But, mate, I'm just a chippy, as we'd say back in Australia, and I apologize if the air quality is a little bit below average, folks. I'm on the way to that crazy show, the CES show in Vegas. I'm in the car. But,
wow.
Frank, this is my 31st year in the building industry. I started as an apprentice carpenter and joiner in Australia quite some time ago, and then I became a tradesman. I incorporated, had my own construction company, and 14 years ago, I came over to this country called the US of A and to host these home improvement shows. And I guess So I shot about 200 now. That was with HGTV and DIY from like 2001 to 2010. And while being over here, I'm also a general contractor and an environmental consultant. And I just finished a show with Ellen DeGeneres called Ellen's Design Challenge, which I think is on HGTV on January 26th. So that's the latest show.
That's great, man. And how was it working with Ellen?
Oh, mate, it was fantastic. You know, she's a rock. You'd love her. She's just like one of the crew, and she's got a big profile. You know, she's a big name out there today, but she was an absolute pleasure to work with. She was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question, Carl. Did you start your TV career in Australia, or would it only happen when you came to America?
Frank, good question. I did start in Australia. I did a little James Bond film, funny enough. And
wait, seriously? You did a James Bond film?
Yeah, it was a very small film. It was relatively... it was a film that Australia kind of liked. We picked up a few awards, but we went on the road with the producer and the director around America, and America loved it, and we got a bunch of awards. And a year later, I met a director that I met. It said, listen, would you be interested in coming across and doing this other film? So we came over to the U.S. to do a small film for 3 months.
And when you say do, Carl, when you say do a film, do you mean like acting in it or actually doing the set and build design for it?
No, I was actually acting in it.
Really?
I was playing the character. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, the budget was low, so we managed to do our own stunts and all of that sort of thing. And when I came to the U.S., I was very fortunate to pick up a role in that first show, DIY to the Rescue. And we shot the pilot, and they ordered 39 of them, and 200 later, I guess I'm still here.
Wow,
so it's
man.
A fun ride, mate.
That's a beautiful story and very inspirational to a lot of folks listening, I'm sure, as well as myself. You know, anything is possible. You know, it's like people always say, you know, America, the land of the dreams. But I guess, you know, for a lot of people who are not from America, I guess it could be true, right?
It really is, mate. And, you know, I come from, we had a very bit of a rough upbringing, a very small house. And, you know, I'll talk about that in a little bit, what my father used to do to save money when it came to energy efficiency. But, you know, I think if you plant your dreams and you go down that pathway, I think you'd be surprised at what doors can open up. So,
yeah.
For all your listeners out there, if you've got some dreams out there, folks, just go for it. Because if you put that passion out there, you'd be surprised at what does get picked up.
Do what you love, and then it'll all come to you. So let's talk about what you love doing, which is saving people money by being more efficient and eco-friendly in the home. What are some of the ways, starting in 2015, people can take that plunge?
That is a great subject, Frank, and one we could talk for about 24 hours about.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest energy vampires in any home, and a lot of people already know this, is the HVAC system, the heating, fanning, and air conditioning system.
I know it all too well, man. Mine just blew out on me, literally, last night.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope. I got guys in my house right now replacing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that, as you know, it generally runs off a 40-amp circuit. And as a home inspector, too, I see this all the time where it sucks a lot of energy out of the home. So you've all heard that if you get a better thermostat like Nest. Nest is great. They've done very well in the marketing. There's a lot of great thermostats out there. But if you upgrade the thermostat or really get to understand how you can use yours a little bit better, straight after this episode, you do this adjustment and you'll start saving potentially $200 a year. By, you know, if you like 75 degrees, well, maybe you want to bump it down to 73. Those 2 degrees will make a big difference. Now, a lot of the air condensers, which is the big square-looking fan that's on the outside of the property, mm-hmm. that draws more energy than anything. And there's a label on there, and if it's like 1 to 10 on an energy level, and if 10's the most efficient, most of them are around 2 or 3%. And if it's very old, it's a good idea to upgrade that to where it's more like the 7 or 8%. So if you did that and you changed or updated the thermostat, that right there is a huge improvement when it comes to, you know, the environment and saving you guys cold hard cash.
So, Carl, let me ask you. So you're saying just the actual thermostat unit, not the actual furnace itself. Because I'm doing both.
Right.
I'm upgrading everything because I have to at this
yep.
point. And so I went with a high-efficiency, you know, furnace, a Lennox.
Right.
Is that a reputable company for you, Lennox?
No, Lennox is great. It's all part of the Next Year Home Experience, and it's Lennox, Train, and I think even Schlage are all part of that one company. Lennox is a great brand. It is a good brand. It's been around forever, and it has – good consumer rating.
Okay, and then so I'm not replacing the exterior air cooling unit, but I got to imagine. I mean, I bought a 100-year-old farmhouse, so I God knows how long you know that thing's been sitting there. So they have to look at that this summer, then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, depending on where you live too, there's a lot of incentives, a lot of rebates as well. So, you know, if you upgraded your heating and bedding and air conditioning system, let's say for example, it's going to cost you $3,800. There's a chance you can get 40% off that. And you'd be crazy not to do it, considering you're going to be saving probably an additional 30% of savings because it's more efficient. So when you look into it, it's a very attractive thing to do.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we got that covered. I mean, obviously, we're doing that in our home, and I hope people take this advice because Carl knows what he's talking about. And if you have any questions in terms of your home, is it running right? Is there ways you could do it? Carl and I are here to talk to you. 312-981-7200 is our number. You can also text in at that same number, 312-981-7200, to talk to DIY Network and HGTV star Carl Champley, contractor to the stars. All right, what's our second tip here?
The second tip, you know, I'm picking up this as I go, but one thing that a lot of people overlook, Frank, and that is, you know how we try to make our homes airtight? So when you've got the furnace on, you keep the air, the warm air in, you don't lose it. Well, one thing a lot of people forget, especially in winter, is that if you have a fireplace, a natural wood-burning fireplace, what happens is for that to work properly, and as an inspector to check for the draw, I would light it, I'd crunch up some paper, I'd light it, I'd blow it out, throw it in the fireplace to see if it would suck up. And if it does, it works well. Well, the thing is, if you've got the heating running, the hot air running, it's sucking all the hot air up the chimney and out of the roof. So it's always a great idea, folks, to turn that damper off. Not off, but close it.
Close it, okay.
And that way, it contains the hot air inside the house. Now, I'm a little bit guilty of this, but we all know that we should fill the exterior envelope as best as we can when it comes to baseboards and trim and windows and doors. A lot of people spend a lot of money on windows and doors, but maybe the walls aren't very well insulated or you haven't corked all those gaps up. I've got a couple of doors that are like 400 years old on my house. It's a very modern house, and I haven't got the weather stripping under there yet. And once I've got the heating on, the return air vent draws the air out of that environment for the furnace, and I can feel that cold air coming underneath the doors. So that's a waste of money right there.
Yeah.
And that's something I know that happens to a lot of homes.
I can feel it in my home. It's probably one of the number one complaints I hear from people across the board when I'm, you know, working on their homes is that same thing. And the windows, yeah, it's always an issue. The older the home, the more the problems. And I want to talk to you when we come back about exactly that. People who own older homes, what can they do? How important is insulating the attic to making it an efficient home? And a couple more questions. Yeah. And we'll take some questions from our listeners as well. 312-981-7200. We're going to be on with Carl Champley. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have news. And Carl's going to be hanging out with us. You got some driving to do, Carl?
I got plenty of time.
All right, pal. Well, you keep driving. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
What we've seen so far from the Chicago Blackhawks.
Scott Darling, the Chicago native, wins again for the Hawks.
New year.
Hawksland.
Same goal.
And Brad Richards hammers home his third goal in two games.
Celebrating the first place Chicago Blackhawks.
One goal.
Daniel Carcillo gives the Queen's wave to the fans here.
And now, part two. The 2015 Chicago Blackhawks, only on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN.
All right, I think we're supposed to have a read here, but I don't really see it, so I think we're going to go to the news, and then we'll catch back up with Carl after that. It is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGN Radio.